afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday to everybody. For the few people on the stream, you can see me wearing a collared shirt for the first time.
Man, oh man.
Good look. Good look.
Anything's possible now.
Dave walked in the office today. I was like, who is this guy?
Who's that hottie?
That's Golfy Golferton right there.
And I'm even wearing shorts. I can show you my legs if I decide to.
Maybe well, if the stream is very good.
If you're very, special very treat. Good.
Or if people, I don't know, maybe offer up a tip or two.
Sure.
What do you think, Dave? $50?
Yeah.
We should have a way for people to donate money to us on the stream. I think so.
Why have we never thought of this?
We should find ways to extort money out of people.
$50 gets you one of Dave's legs.
Yeah. 75 for both.
That is a bargain.
Yeah, I got great legs. My legs have never changed. It's the weirdest thing. I've been fat, I've been thin, I've been muscular, I've been doughy. Legs never change.
People carry their weight in weird places, and a lot of people, I think, don't carry them in the legs. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of us look like upside-down bowling pins.
Right. We look like yield signs.
That's me.
Pear-shaped, but like upside-down pear.
Smiley from Baseball Online says, I was at the game last night, so close to history.
Man. Dude, he has been unbelievable.
Dude.
Dustin May has been unbelievable. This is the second time he's taken a no-hitter into the seventh inning just in the last, what, 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And
great gamble we took on him.
Dude, this is why you want to take the gamble on this particular type of person, right? It's a guy who's still in his late 20s, throws really hard, has great stuff, just needed an opportunity to pitch and prove that he's healthy so he can get out there and get a bigger free agent contract.
Yeah.
And now the question is, do you want to just try to keep him? I mean,
we talked about playing golf today.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good age. You know, the one thing that might play in your favor is the labor issue this offseason.
Hmm.
Does he want to go into, again, this is how you, as to me, if you're talking to him, you want to find out, does he want to go into that and maybe not know where he's going until a few weeks before spring training? And then everybody's just scrambling. All the free agents will be scrambling in a two or three week window to get signed, and what are teams going to spend? What's the salary cap going to look like? What other things are going to be issues? Are the big boys going to be capped out? I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty. There may be a good, hey, why don't we do another year? We'll give you a nice raise because you're pitching great.
He's like a $12 million guy, right?
Well, he's 13 counting a buyout, so he's guaranteed $13 million. The mutual option that he and the team have for next year, which means both have to say yes to it, is 20. It's going to take more than that.
Yeah.
It's going to take more than that.
I bet.
But maybe you could do something like, hey, how about 1 year at 25 and a player option after that?
Mm-hmm.
And that way you don't have the uncertainty of the offseason. You don't, you know, because again, it's not that he won't be in demand. He will be. But if everything's happening in 2 or 3 weeks and all of a sudden there's a salary cap and maybe, and again, maybe there won't be. But the whole point is you can kind of take away some uncertainty in a marketplace. But he might just look at it and go, yeah, but I don't think my value is ever going to be higher if he finishes this season pitching the way he is.
How old a guy is he?
29. About to turn 30, if I remember correctly. So, I mean, really good age.
Worth investing in.
Really good age if you're not going more than 3 years.
Yeah, and that seems to be about our timeline, right?
Oh, he's 28. So, you know, if you were to do something 3 or 4 years, he's still in a window where he should be good. And because of his previous injuries, he hasn't logged a ton of mileage with his arm. Now, the injuries themselves are concerns, but most of those are pretty normal pitcher injuries, mm-hmm. except for the torn esophagus,
right.
which is what really set him back a calendar year.
Which has nothing to do with baseball.
It has nothing to do with whether his arm is going to hold up. It makes it an interesting discussion. And how far do you have to fall out to even consider trading him at this point? Mm-hmm. I think you'd have to fall pretty far out the way it's going. And you can always offer him a qualifying offer.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the year, which will be about $22 million under the current CBA. And he might see that as a better thing than going into whatever. But this is kind of my point. I think there's a window to talk.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's later in the year. Maybe it's right after the year. But a window to talk and say, maybe this is the best bet. Hey, you're comfortable here. You're pitching well. Things are going good. Why not stick around for another year and then assess?
I would love it.
And if he wants three, man, I give him three. He's young enough. He's got great stuff. Why not?
I think it's so interesting because Heim Bloom and the whole administration have to play two games at once.
Yeah.
They have they have to play the pure baseball game, then they have to play the fan expectation game.
That's right.
And, you know, most fans don't talk the way we do. They're just fans. And they know that we're winning and it's an exciting team. We got this guy who's, you know, lights out on the mound. And then if you start selling them, I get it. I get it more. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I get it now that I'm on the inside and I can talk to you guys. 5 years ago, I wouldn't have understood it.
Yeah, but it is all about where you are. You know, this is about it's about the next 6 weeks are going to tell us. If you're in the mix where you are now, it's a really hard sell to a fan base that was already turned jaded.
Yeah.
And now the excitement's back.
Yeah.
Tarps off is a thing. People are having more people are coming to the ballpark. They drew for the Cincinnati series a couple weekends ago. They drew in, I think, 5,000 more a game than they expected.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was an extra 15,000 people through the gates in one weekend. And that buzz is starting to happen. So, yeah, you're right. You're playing, you're working two fronts.
Yep.
And, okay, if somebody offers you an elite prospect, you know, top 50 prospect in the sport, that's a harder thing to say no to.
Yeah.
But you're managing not only your long-term baseball, but your short-term baseball and the mood of your fan base.
I hate to say this when I'm already so fancy wearing a collared shirt.
I know.
But guess where Rach and I are going tomorrow?
You're going to Rawlings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And after that,
you're going
sixth row of the green seats,
oh,
baby.
Oh, look at you.
That's right.
Oof.
I know.
Did you get that just for wearing the collared shirt?
Yes. I walked in wearing shorts. Steve said, if you let me see your legs, I'll let you go to the green seats.
Oh, well, heck, man.
He said, we have to reward this kind of behavior.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we're taking Dr. Maupin and her awesome, husband, John.
I'm excited.
Being creepy. Yeah, and I've only sat there once.
Me too. I've sat there one time. With my brother got tickets through work, so we got to sit in the green seats.
It's crazy.
It was pretty fun.
You go in a separate entrance without all the riffraff, and you go straight go into the Cardinal a buffet. Club.
You go in a separate entrance?
Yes,
it's behind home plate. Yep.
And you go to the buffet,
yep.
Eat all you want, and then you go to the seats and eat all you want.
Yeah,
for
they'll
free.
Bring you more. Yeah,
well, not for free, but
well, you've already paid. Yes, it's already been paid
free
for.
To me.
Yeah, right. If you didn't pay for the tickets, then you didn't pay for the food.
So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting day tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be great.
I get to go to Rawlings and design my custom glove for Ricky. And so, yeah.
It's also Chris and Amy Day at the ballpark, just so our listeners know. You can get tickets to see the game for like $15.
Mm-hmm.
So go to KMOX.com. I'm sure there's a link up there somewhere. Also, just go to Cardinals and search for tomorrow's game, and you'll see the Chris and Amy tickets.
Chris and Amy beat us to a great idea. I was listening on my way back from golf this morning. And Amy was saying, we should do Chris and Amy Day at the Sinkhole.
Yes.
That's great. It's a great radio idea.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You don't like it?
Oh,
boy.
I mean, I told them as much, too. I think that's...
I think it's like mocking the city or something?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well.
And I think that I think it's a more serious matter. Personally, it's just how I feel.
I mean, this is interesting.
You think a crumbling infrastructure is a serious matter? I mean,
yeah,
come
like
on.
These things like genuinely terrify me. Like it's scary. It's scary when they there's like, hey, like all the screws fell out of the bridge on the overpass or whatever it was like 3 months ago. And
did they ever
like,
fill the sinkhole in over at Dan Alton?
I think they're working on it. I think it's being worked on.
It's been a couple
years.
Crazy.
That was a giant.
That
sinkhole.
Was giant.
Yeah.
I get where Andrew's coming from, though, because the water infrastructure is the reason this happened, and there is like no clear path forward to fixing the water infrastructure around here. So it's like, oh, so we could just expect more sinkholes in the future.
Yeah, it's just the classic, like, we're like, what do we do with this Rams money? And, you know, everybody's like, I want it to build buildings, and then the police, you know, there's the fight with the police, like, no, we want it because we want billions of dollars for the police for seemingly no real discernible definable reason. And then while we're arguing about that, like literally like the city is collapsing into hell, and it's like, well
the scary part is
what
is
if
even
we did
if,
that with the Rams
even
money?
If we dedicated every penny of the Rams money towards fixing the water situation, it wouldn't cover
it.
That's the really scary part.
Boy, if you could see the water structure, if it wasn't underground, that's all we would talk about.
It would be the number one priority for everybody.
Yeah.
But can't see it, so.
So we're fine.
Yeah. It's all good.
Can I get a sinkhole every now and then?
That being said, I do think Chris and Amy Day at the sinkhole is pretty funny.
It is funny.
I would show up for that.
It is funny. It's a funny idea. I'm just I'm a spoil sport because I'm like, you know, sitting in the corner.
This is serious.
I'm in like the fetal position in the corner, rocking back and forth, afraid that we're just going to collapse into dirt.
Is it not funny?
Is it because you have a special fear of sinkholes? And by the way, can I just get out of the way? I just keep wanting to say stinkhole.
Stinkhole, yeah.
Because I'm 13. And so every time I say it, I'm like, are you going to say it? So I said it.
I don't know if I'd call it a special fear. Like, I think it's a healthy fear.
He doesn't want to fall into a sinkhole. Neither do I. I don't want to fall into the sinkhole either.
That was a really dumb question.
I don't think it is
because the odds of it happening are probably slimmer than winning the lotto.
Higher than a lot of places. In the world.
Well, higher here, maybe.
How the fact that it was like next to the column holding up the interstate.
Yeah. And
it becomes a lot more.
I had a sinkhole open. I almost said it too. I had a sinkhole. My neighbor's driveway had a sinkhole in it a couple of years ago. And it was a pretty big one. And you could not see the bottom. Like, you'd throw something into it and you couldn't hear the bottom. And ever since then, I've been like a little extra nervous about it because, you know, that was like...
Well, you have lived next to a sinkhole.
12 feet away from where I sleep. So that was like a little bit more unnerving. And then ever since then, I think is when I've been on like heightened alert. And then it's just like, you know, the one at Gordon Moore opens up in Alton where the whole soccer field just implodes in an instant.
Does anyone remember like maybe 10, maybe even 15 years ago? Wheels, you may remember this. I think the guy was playing golf at Gateway National across the river, and a sinkhole opened up, like a Bugs Bunny sinkhole, and he fell down like 15, 20 feet.
Ooh. I remember that.
And they had to pull him out of there like baby Jessica.
Baby Jessica in the well.
Yeah.
Was it when Maria was on with us yesterday, or maybe it was during a news report? She said that they were complaining that too many people were coming down to gawk
yes,
at the sinkhole.
Yeah, she did mention that.
That kind of bothered me. I feel like I should be able to go look at the giant hole in the middle of the city. As long as I'm not like directly getting in someone's way. But to just put this blanket statement out of like, yeah, don't go look at it. Like, why not? Why can't I go take a peek? I'm not going to like go down close to it, but I should be able to get to lay eyes on it if I would like.
I wouldn't know this if I didn't work at KMOX, but I am uncomfortable to the extent that the city of St. Louis is very not transparent. I mean, this is KMOX, right? It's the radio station of record, the voice of St. Louis, 100-year history. When Maria Kena calls you, take her call.
Yes.
Don't
we live in a time now, though, where it starts at the national level and trickles down, where people are just like, well, that's uncomfortable. We don't want to talk about it, so we're just not going to.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's lack of transparency or if it's just no one was checking that voicemail, which is equally disturbing, but kind of a separate issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it sounds like they've kind of been like that for a few years now. Just like, you're on a need to know basis.
Well, you remember last spring, I was trying to get hold of a department.
Yes, I do, yeah.
And I was very upset that I was not getting a response back. Not just because I work at KMOX, but because I am a citizen of the city of St. Louis, and you should respond to citizens with questions.
With you.
Yeah, so. And who is, in that case, who is Maria representing? Who is she asking for? Is she asking for a friend?
Right.
Is she asking for Dave Glover, or is she asking for all the people that live in the region?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's one thing if it's like the police board and like, hey, we're working on it. We'll let you know when we have information. There's a giant hole in the city.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
Don't go look at it. You're not allowed to look at
it. It's not like, some contract
talks. Look away from the hole.
Yeah. Give me a break.
And I'll say that's the thing that scares me most about it, as Rachel pointed out, is that it's so close to like the interstate and the overpass. And it's like if that goes down, I mean, it could kill dozens of people.
Oh, yeah. Depending on the time of day, more than that, maybe.
Yeah, that's I think what really frightens me about it. Like, if a hole opened up over there, I'd be like, wow, that's a big hole. I don't know if it would scare me so much,
maybe
but the thought of it, like...
Maybe we should just cover it with a trampoline and charge people to jump on it.
Oh.
Hey, there we go.
Make the most out of this.
I'd jump on it.
Business opportunity.
Sky zone.
Vic says we should name it the Mike Keyhole.
Oh. Yeah, that's fun.
It's not.
Welcome back, 124 DGS. Other side of the bottom of the hour break, we have attorney Brad Young. Everyone loves Brad. He's always great segment.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's so different seeing you wearing a collared shirt.
You look like a different guy.
He looks like a different person.
I can take it off.
The energy is...
Tarps off, let's go.
Is that what you're angling for?
No.
Tarps off.
Not until we get those subscribers to
you're right. Yeah.
Send us
Not
the money.
Not giving this away for free.
You got to get your Only Dave going.
It's a good energy. It's a very good energy, but the energy is completely different.
Yeah,
like, I don't know how to... You're like a different guy.
It's like I had a dream and it was a different day. Dave.
Yeah.
And it was like still Dave, and
you're
it was good vibes and everything,
now,
but it was like, that wasn't the Dave I know.
I almost expect you to speak with a British accent.
It's like we've jumped timelines.
Yeah.
Right? And there's like, it's like uncanny Dave.
It's
like very similar to Dave. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it means I have a look.
You do. You have a signature look.
Yeah.
And I can't stress enough that you look really good. It's just, it's sort of like when you wear the beanie. Like and then we have like a blackberry winter and you take the beanie off and we're like, whoa.
It's like, where's the beanie, Dave?
Andrew, you're right. It's like when you unlock a different version of a video game character.
Yes.
Like we've Mario unlocked... has on a different outfit.
Yeah. We've unlocked the golf skin for Dave in Fortnite.
Yeah.
Funny.
Jeez, man. What if we jump timelines and this is just now the new Dave?
Yeah. I mean, I can wear another one tomorrow. No, I can't. I only have one.
It's like, no, you can't.
Dave starts exclusively shopping at like J. Crew. Dave, now.
Dave's going to go home and open the closet and be like, I have 100 collared shirts. What is happening? Simulation glitch.
Dave comes in tomorrow wearing a baseball jersey. And we're like, you look weird. Why are you wearing a baseball jersey?
Do you guys see what's going on at the reflecting pool?
Yeah.
In DC?
Big old algae bloom.
Big algae. And they are literally, I thought this was a joke. They are literally pouring thousands and thousands of gallons of hydrogen peroxide, just hundreds of guys with, you know, gallon jars, pouring it into the reflecting pool.
Great.
This is the solution. You don't have a truck? Like this, you have this giant reflecting pool. It's like, all right, boys, grab the gallons and just pour. Yeah. What are we doing?
Hey, before you come into work, check under your bathroom sink and see if you have a bottle of the hydrogen peroxide and then just pour it out on your way in.
It's just such a funny thing. Like, you would, I don't know why. I just picture like somewhere having a big old truck that could just out there like a dump truck.
Yeah.
You know, big old tanker. And just say, all right, we got it here. Let's go.
So, I really don't know the answer to this. I'm sure that, I'm going to say something nice about Trump. I'm sure that he didn't cause this. Has the reflecting pool just always been full of algae and now we're just looking at it?
Yeah, I think it's we just notice the algae more because of the different
color
of the pool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The way the light is reflecting off the pool makes the algae more apparent.
Maybe he can change the blue on the flag to algae green. Takes care of that.
It fixes that problem.
Yeah.
It's probably easier than getting rid of all the algae.
That's very Idiocracy. That's would anyone be shocked?
It just sounds efficient to me.
They need, apparently, according to this, they need 8,000 liters of this hydrogen peroxide to reach all of this to kill the algae, to reach the whole pool.
Why don't they just get some chlorine or something?
I don't know.
Because they say the hydrogen peroxide is like a less harsh alternative to those other chemicals. But, I mean, the chlorine's going to do the job faster, I would assume. Yeah, just dump it in there.
Are we worried about harshness? I mean, people don't go swimming in there,
yeah, nobody
right?
goes in there, no.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to. I don't know if they do, but they're not supposed to.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. Time to talk to attorney Brad Young. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Dave. I was thinking about the whole thing about the chlorine versus the hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
And I read that the main reason they can't use chlorine is because of all the geese and the ducks that use the pool. But because if you think algae in the reflecting pool is bad PR, well, what would it be if you've got ducks that are feet up in the reflecting pool?
That's a good point.
That would look really bad.
Brad, I had looked that up on the break too, and I felt a little silly then when I thought of the size of that pool. Like, yeah, I guess that much chlorine is going to be pretty horrible for the wildlife around there.
I wouldn't think the hydrogen peroxide would be great for them.
It's just less harsh.
And it also becomes diluted. Yeah,
you're going to bleach them out.
Yep.
I like hydrogen peroxide. I've heard people say it hurts, but that was like the least thing that they could put on you when you were a kid and you hurt yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used that for cuts and stuff. And I swear we had one bottle that lasted like 15 years.
Oh, for sure. We used to gargle it.
Same if I had like a canker sore or something.
I was afraid that was going to be
something more stingy than that.
Oh, God, yes. There was mercurochrome.
Oh, I didn't have that.
There was iodine.
Didn't have that.
Yeah. In South Roxana, you could tell how poor someone's dad was by, like, we had Bactine, so that was tall cotton.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what we had, that and hydrogen peroxide. Yeah. Those are the things we had.
No, the iodine was a brown bottle with, like, a swab.
Right.
And, man, that's I never experienced it, but, boy, my friends would scream. So, you know what? We may not even need Brad today since I'm wearing a collared shirt.
Yeah, that's true. You can just handle
all
that stuff.
It's going to activate your lawyer brain.
Let me put my glasses on.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we don't need Brad.
Oprah glasses and collared shirt. Dave is.
I do love the Oprahs.
You look like an intellectual.
Oh, thank you.
Maven.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Brad, is it possible you could be with us for two segments today?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I got a virtual court appearance at 2, but I'm already ready.
That's fine. Let's start with politics then. I'm just really curious. I know that we don't have the language. We don't know exactly. But a lot of the details of this page and a half memorandum with Iran are leaking out. $24 billion from us. Access to $300 billion for restructuring and building back what we blew up. I heard Trump today, and I predicted this, but he's pretty easy to predict, saying that maybe we don't even need to get the nuclear materials. What do you think in general?
Well, a couple of things. Politically speaking, there has to be a couple of things in this agreement, or it's going to be very, very bad. First of all, there has to be some provisions where the Iranians don't get paid until actual progress is made. In other words, you don't get money by just signing an agreement. There has to be benchmarks. That's number one. Number two, as far as the money that's going, a lot of that money is also coming from Gulf nations, so it's not all just coming from us. But a lot of the money that is going to go to Iran is going to, at least according to reports, it's going to be frozen assets that are going to be released.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be. Also, on that last point that you made, if we don't recover the highly enriched uranium, then the question becomes, why did we do any of this?
Thank you.
And so that, to me, is the most important. If he just says, well, it's buried under tons and tons of rubble, it's fine where it stands, that is not acceptable, all right? Because they can put people out there with shovels and equipment and eventually get to that, which would mean that all of this was for naught. So I think from Trump's perspective politically, there has to be benchmarks. They don't get paid unless stuff happens, and you have to actually recoup and recover highly enriched uranium.
You know, we're learning more and more, and I remember I think it was Axios did an article about the discussions. They had the actual quotes from the whole cabinet pre-going to war with Iran. And I think everyone but Hegseth said no. And Tulsi Gabbard said they're not close to a nuclear weapon. Ratcliffe from the CIA said they're not close to a nuclear weapon. And now Rubio and Ratcliffe are saying, hey, hold on a second on this deal. There are a couple things, kind of what you said, Brad, a couple things that have to happen. That's making me worried. Made me worried that the president went into this sort of half-cocked, and I'm afraid he's trying to get out of it because he's a little desperate now that he may not get a deal at all.
Yeah, and if that falls through, I mean, I don't know how anything could be worse for the president politically than what we see on any given day, right?
Yeah.
But it could be really bad. The only thing I would say about the nuclear weapons is, remember, if you have highly enriched uranium, it doesn't matter whether or not the country is capable of actually creating a, quote, nuclear bomb. You could take highly enriched uranium above 60% processed, put it in to a 55-gallon oil drum, surround it with explosives, drive it into Saudi Arabia and detonate it. It wouldn't be a nuclear explosion, but the radiation itself would make the oil fields inaccessible for hundreds of years. So,
wow.
So even if you don't have access to the tech to make an actual nuclear explosion, simply having that highly fissionable material can be used in a dirty bomb scenario, as anyone who ever watched 24 knows quite well.
I didn't watch that.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, back.
it was good, but it was also not good. Like a lot of every, I mean, just it was a lot of good story twists and plot turns and yeah. things like that. Jack Bauer is a badass, but also, yeah, he basically just tortures everybody all the time.
Brad, you don't hit me as a UFC guy, but I'm just curious what you thought of everything from the spectacle to the guy saying Michelle Obama's a man and just all of it.
You know, I'm not a UFC guy. I could not possibly care less about it, to use that phrase properly. You know, it always bugs me when people say, I could not care less. Well, that means you have some degree of caring then.
Yeah.
Or when they say, I could care less.
Right, yes. Right.
Okay, that means yes. you have some degree right. of caring.
Yeah.
I could not care less.
Mine,
I have 0 degree of caring.
My pet peeve, and I do this, so I'm in a glass house in this, but when people say, like, it's literally like flushing your money down the toilet. I'm like, there's a word for that. It's called figuratively. But people... So back to the UFC, what'd you think?
Yeah, I got to tell you, my heart groans when I see professional wrestling on the grounds of the White House, just like it groaned when there's protests with, you know, all kinds of weird protests where free the nipple or whatever it might be that occurs at the White House. But those aren't at the direction of the president. You know, those are because of First Amendment, people can protest,
yeah.
do whatever they want, right? But this is at the direction, approval, and approval of the president. And I just groan. I don't want professional wrestling on the White House grounds. I mean, come on. How are we already perceived in Europe anyway?
Yeah.
And they see professional wrestling on the yeah. White House grounds. That just doesn't look good.
Well, from what the latest Axios article about the Epstein file says, I think the president would have been at the Free the Nipple riot. Seen that stuff? I mean, we can't talk. We literally can't talk about it on Camo X. Yeah, but
no, we can't. But we can't do it. No.
Look it up.
Yeah.
It's out there.
Or don't, if you don't want to know.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, this has happened recently. I have not heard anything about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, just,
what
yeah.
I can tell you
yeah,
is that
not good.
Axios got access to the recordings of a meeting with the whole cabinet, pretty much, no Trump, in the Situation Room, where they are discussing what to do about the Epstein case, and it makes them look pretty guilty. And at one point, they discuss the president's affinity for that particular part of the body that's in the file, and okay. had an actual conversation about mm-hmm. how do we spin this? What do we do? And I think it was J.D. Vance who said, why don't we bring Ghislaine Maxwell to Congress and let her testify that the president didn't do anything? And yeah, something else. That was quite a meeting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will be looking into this.
But nothing. There's nothing there, though.
No.
Nothing that anybody's worried about. Nope. Nothing to see here. Just like our sinkhole. Nothing to see here. Don't look.
It kind of reminded me when I was reading that Axios story. Kind of reminded me. And Dave, you may have discussed this in law school, but apparently in the early 1970s, when all the issue was about whether porno movies could be banned or not, or whether it was protected speech under the First Amendment, and apparently all the Supreme Court justices were in the basement at the Supreme Court building watching porn. And trying to figure out, you know, whether it was acceptable or not. And
they need to make a movie about that.
Yeah.
You know, just the visual of these 80-year-old dudes wearing robes and they're watching porn trying to say, is this acceptable or is this not acceptable? It just cracks me up.
Well, Brad, I saw an article the other day and I wanted to check it out with you to see how real it was. But I saw it in a couple of different places that the Supreme Court is doing research on the drinking habits of the founding fathers so that they can use it in some sort of case involving being a drug user and getting a gun. Is that true?
I did not know. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it was an article about originalists.
Well, you know, I could see it. Yeah, I could tie that in. I mean, even though I haven't read the article, the argument is under the Bruin decision at the Supreme Court that the court is supposed to look to historical standards of how guns were used when the Second Amendment was drafted. Mm-hmm. So I could make the argument that says, well, it's important to know whether those guys were drinking
yeah.
and using guns, because that would fit in with the historical usage of guns at the time that the Second Amendment was drafted. But no, I didn't know that was actually happening.
Yeah, that's what I read. I wanted to check it with you. We'll take a little break here. We'll come back and we'll talk about the stories with Brad. All I wanna do in the middle of the evening is overtime. Welcome back, TGS. Attorney Brad Young is with us. U.S. Supreme Court poised to rule on gun laws and transgender athletes.
Well, yeah, we're talking about drinking and using drugs and while you're owning guns or buying guns. I do know that this was debated in this is called the Hamani case, where it's the Hunter Biden case is what it is,
yeah.
which is whenever you fill out a form to purchase a firearm, you have to certify that you're not actively taking drugs or using drugs. And Hamani checked that box that he wasn't, but then later officials found that he was, the law enforcement found that he was, tried to take his guns away from him, and he filed a lawsuit against it. And the court did, during those oral arguments earlier this year, argue about, you know, Thomas Jefferson, I think it was John Adams, would drink a pint of scotch every day. And they had guns. So they were debating the relationship between drinking, using drugs, and owning firearms. So I'm not aware of any research into it, but I do know it was debated an oral argument at the Supreme Court. So that decision is still ready to come out, as is the decision on whether states can prevent, or rather actually require, that kids can only compete in athletics based upon their birth gender. So those two decisions will presumably be handed down before the end of the month, next 2 weeks.
Okay. We're also expecting the 14th Amendment decision as well, right?
Which 14th Amendment decision?
I'm sorry, the birthright citizenship.
Oh, yeah, the birthright citizenship case. Yes, we are. I mean, I don't see that as a big issue, honestly.
It'd be pretty shocking, wouldn't it?
Shocking is not even strong enough.
Okay.
I would see that as a, it's either going to be 9-0 or 8-1, maybe. I don't think it's going to be close.
Okay. Let's talk about Great Britain. They've instituted a 16 and under social media ban.
Yeah, they have. And in doing so, they're kind of following up on us, Australia. And we get that same debate here in our country about whether or not it's safe for kids to get addicted to social media because of the algorithms, what should be done about it. But what's interesting is, and this is the problem that I think is the problem within the problem, because it's not just about whether or not social media should be banned for 16-year-old kids and under, but it's about if you're going to ban it, like they're doing in Australia and they're planning on doing it in England, they're doing facial recognition software and to take pictures of the kids. And they're going to be keeping those facial recognition pictures of children in a database.
Hmm.
And then that becomes a bigger issue, I think, because then if you hack that database, now you've got very specific pictures of all the kids in a country. And if people are concerned about posting pictures of the kids on social media, what's it going to be like if it's all stored in one database, you know, in the MI6 building in London?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you see us doing this at any point in the near future?
Boy, I don't. I just don't think you've got the intestinal fortitude here to pass those kinds of laws because of the popularity of social media and because of what it would take to do it. I think what you're going to see, though, is these lawsuits that have been filed against, you know, Meta and Google and all of the social media companies alleging that their algorithms cause harm to kids. If any of that litigation is successful at the end of the day, I think that the social media companies themselves will have to change how they operate, or they could literally be sued out of existence.
Mm-hmm. Only a couple minutes left for this last story. U.S. intelligence community's foreign spying powers expire after lawmakers reject FISA extension.
Well, this has been a big issue for me for many years. I'm a big privacy advocate, whatever privacy we have left anymore. But FISA really allowed the government to spy on Americans overseas without a warrant by doing a kind of a circuitous route and making sure that you spy on a foreign national who might be communicating with an American citizen. Anyway, it was just a way to bypass. It was passed after 9/11. I understand that. But there were a lot of privacy concerns. Right now, it has not been extended by Congress. And in fact, it's right now it's moot. It's not even valid right now. The question is, will they try to resurrect it? I don't see them doing that because the president has said he would only sign it if it's linked to the SAVE Act, which is you've got to have a photo ID to vote, among other things. That's not going to go anywhere in the U.S. Senate. So I think one of the post 9/11 security laws is probably at its end.
Brad, I'm saying you're worried about it, but to what degree do you think the Dems could take both houses of Congress?
I think the House, I'm not going to say it's a foregone conclusion. I think clearly the momentum is for the House to go to the Dems. The Senate is still up in the air. I'm going to wait and hedge my bet until the end of August before making that call. But I think it's a real possibility. I think it's a probability for the House. And if that happens, you're going to see impeachment hearings. You're going to see a lot of subpoenas going out. You're going to see a lot of hearings on Capitol Hill. And the next 2 years are going to look very different than the past 2 years.
What is the most likely cause for an impeachment if they did it based on what has already happened?
Oh my goodness. I think maybe, oh goodness, I haven't thought that through, Dave. Just what comes to the top of my head is what's most recent. And that is this attempt to settle a lawsuit where you're on both sides of the litigation and then using that to bypass Congress to pay off people who primarily the January 6th people. So I think that would be right up there.
All right, buddy. Thank you. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys.